This is an appropriate song for the F It Friday and the absurdest ideas that I think we're going to have here. This is Dare to Be Stupid by Weird Al. It came with the soundtrack for the Transformers the movie, the animated version. In fact, the only real Transformers movie there is out there. The other stuff was just a bunch of robots going,
Michael Bay blowing up a bunch of stuff.
I know that we're robots and we're made out of practically indestructible titanium alloy, but here, let's give it to you flesh people and have you run around a city with it to go and save this most precious thing that we have. Oh, very cool. That's a very good idea. That makes sense. And why are we in an urban setting when there's desert all around us everywhere? What? We could just be in the desert and not break everything. Oh, we have to be in the... Okay, that makes sense.
That's just where the movie set was set up.
Yeah, sure.
Come on, Brian, you're the actor.
Listen, you could have just done the plot for the cartoon movie, and I would have just been just as happy.
Yeah.
Because they still have the same voice actors.
There you go.
A lot of them, anyway.
Folks, this is No Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian's going down on a Transformers track.
If you or anyone you know is on the Transformers... Anyway... He was Leonard Nimoy was a voice in there, and so was Orson Welles. I mean, come on, there's a lot of really good voice actors in that movie. Anyway, you were talking about Rebecca Clayfish, and she went to the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, and she had a really interesting tweet about it, about how the economy. So you read at the end like how the economy is failing, and you know it's all.
Well, that's what Clayfish contends.
Yes.
Clayfish and the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce want you to believe that the economy is in ill hands right now.
Not ill hand, Omar.
No, in ill hands.
Because they would definitely do that. It's probably ill hand Omar's fault. Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely some people that say stuff like that as well.
Uh-huh.
But so she's touting. She did this event yesterday with Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, which contends to be the business lobby here in the state of Wisconsin. But really, it's another outfit for conservative Republican ideology to be pushed with a ton of money behind them as well,
and with no actual like idea of what they're like. Anyway, well, no thought to anybody else besides what they're doing.
I'm not going
to
say that they don't represent some business interest here in the state of Wisconsin.
No, they do.
But it is blindly political.
That's what my point is. They're blinded to, they don't have a diverse amount of opinions.
Right, they did not want to assist Democratic Governor Tony Evers in helping the state recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. They didn't have those desires. They wanted to make sure, that their goal right now is to get Rebecca Clayfish elected this fall. And so it would be ridiculous to believe that they're actually out there for just to try to get Wisconsin businesses back on track. It's blindly political in the work that they do. Mm-hmm.
But it's disguised as, you know, pro-business stuff.
Right, yeah. They try to do it under the guise of pro-business, but it's absolutely political. It's important to note, though, that the Wisconsin had one of it closed out the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis last week said that Wisconsin, although it lagged behind some of its Midwest counterparts, had the greatest percentage growth of GDP in 2021 that the state has had since 1999, Brian.
Huh.
And so I'm sorry, like I don't understand how you can go out there with the state's biggest business lobby backing you up on these claims. How can Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce do that if they really want to be honest with the trajectory that the state is on right now?
I'll tell you how they can do that. Message discipline.
Well, yeah, they're sticking to the message. Rebecca elected.
Gas prices could be $1.50 and they'd still complain about how high the gas prices used to be.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Like, they're just going to message discipline no matter what the reality is.
Brian,
every time I've talked to anybody about, let's say, like, at the beginning of the show, we're talking about Merrick Garland. You confront a CJ about Merrick Garland. All right, what do you exactly think about the Merrick Garland situation? And they'll go, Biden sucks. It's message discipline. They don't have any. You told me that Rebecca Clayfish had a solution, and she offered a solution after her tweet, at the end of her tweet. Can you read that to us? Because that is really, really interesting. And because she complains about the economy and how horrible the economy is and everything, and she offers solutions which are eerily similar to the exact same thing that more investment in small businesses as well.
I must have lost it then, because I don't see the solution on here. She's touting the business, getting small businesses back to work is essentially what her tweet was demonstrating, what they were talking about yesterday at this event. But it's important to note that, like, I'm sorry, small businesses are probably, what, 95-98% of businesses here in Wisconsin? Like, if you want to account for the total businesses in our state, it's like a super majority that are small businesses. Small businesses are the fabric of Wisconsin's economy. And what Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce is preaching is to benefit big business, not the small businesses on Main Street.
But the stuff that she's touting is the exact things that Republicans wanted to get out of Tony Evers' budget.
Oh, yeah.
It's the exact program that she's like, hey, we should do this. This is exactly what Tony Evers ran on and tried to put in his budget but wasn't allowed to. So he had to go and basically compromise, which is what Dems always have to do, to go and pass a budget that was a little bit better than the last one.
Right. And the same thought process is what Republicans are doing with the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools up in northern Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
They took a ceremonial vote in 2018 to close those facilities. And Republican lawmakers here in the state of Wisconsin have dragged their feet to come up with a solution of where else to send juvenile delinquents here in the state of Wisconsin.
Although it was politically convenient.
Right. And so they were dragging their feet for 4 years. At the end of this most recent legislative cycle, Robin Voss killed the funding for an alternative site for these individuals to be sent to. And apparently Rebecca Clayfish sent a letter to Voss encouraging him to allow the funding to go through. And so Voss is crediting Clayfish now for saying, it's Rebecca Clayfish's, she is the reason why this funding came through, even though she had nothing to say in her time as lieutenant governor here in the state of Wisconsin
when the abuse was going on
from 2010 to 2018, when she was in the administration overseeing the facilities. She said nothing. She did nothing in 2018 or any time since her time leaving.
Didn't even write a letter saying this isn't right.
She sent this letter. Now that she's on the ballot, she wanted a talking point for her to be able to run on later this fall. And then Voss is like, okay, I guess if Rebecca needs something, I'll get off my hiney and I'll go into action and do it real quick before I wrap up the legislative sessions for the year. And that was back in February.
It's really hard to get on board by saying, you know, maybe we shouldn't send kids away 4 hours away from their homes or everything they know, and then abuse them both physically and mentally, and then wonder why they still aren't rehabbed afterwards.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we should do something a little different.
It's weird how a ceremonial vote in 2018 doesn't solve those problems either.
That's crazy.
It's crazy to think that didn't get addressed then.
But luckily we tried to compromise to make it happen, right?
What else can the Dems do when they're in a gerrymandered minority? Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. It's a Friday afternoon. Devil's Advocates are coming in up next. We will see you on Monday at 2.
They have Lazary as well as Mandela Barnes.
There we go. Two U.S. Senate candidates coming up in this next show. We'll see you on Monday.